How has history made you who you are? What forces have shaped our local towns and communities? Attend the Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association, TMSPHA, 10th Annual Local History Seminar and find out more about the past. This event will provide a rich trove of ideas and information for museum volunteers, curators, all who regard local history as a treasure. It's taking place in Deloraine Community Complex on March 7th. A featured presenter is Minister Leah LaPlante with the Manitoba Métis Federation. From the Southwest Region, LaPlante is Minister of Citizenship and Natural Resources. Local History in the Classroom is a panel discussion moderated by Ken Story, with Bob Caldwell, Maggie Andres and Sharon Parento. Last year, GR 4-8 from Minto and a GR 11 class from Melita attended. Story is a name familiar to Verdun as he helped with the Heritage District designation within Verdun. In Cows and Trees, the Hicks family, with Janelle Villeneuve, will present the history of cattle grazing on Turtle Mountain. Is there a future for the past? On this topic, David McInnes and Alicia Gooden will bring new ideas for small local museums. McInnes has worked for the Provincial Historic Resources Branch. Gooden, president of the Manitoba Archaeological Society, teaches the Archaeological Field School and Anthropology courses at Brandon University. She has focused on excavations for the Pearson Wildlife Management Area Archaeological Project to understand Indigenous history in the area. TMSPHA Administrator Joanne Juice explains, Alicia Gooden is a new participant for us, and she is very eager to be one of the presenters. Her input will be focused primarily on museums and reconciliation. We have partnered her with David McInnes, who is a well-known museum consultant in Manitoba. He and Alicia will engage in a dialogue about new ideas for museums. She expects attendees from Two Borders, Melita, Brenda Wiscotta, Deloraine Winchester, Grassland, Boissevain Morton, and of course, Killarney Turtle Mountain. But everyone is welcome. We have also had visitors from other parts of the province, as well as further away, including North Dakota. Our attendance was so beyond expectations last year, that we are counting on around 100 people. Museum displays will also be featured. This year we are specifically inviting representatives from 8 local museums, says Juice. These folks are each being provided with a display table where they can showcase a part of a collection or a special feature of their museum. There's a small fee which includes lunch. An RSVP isn't necessary, but for new attendees, Juice says it might be a good idea to let them know. For more information call or text David Neufeld, 204-305-0528.